Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. There are two different kinds of sports out there. There are contact sports, and then there are, I guess we'd call them, non-contact sports. Anyone who knows me can tell you, I am not a contact sport kind of person. Maybe I can watch some of them, but I definitely don't enjoy participating in them. If I want some athletic competition, you'll see me out on a tennis court, maybe on a track, but that's pretty much it. That being said, although there are some huge differences between a sport like football and a sport like tennis, they do have something in common that all sports have in common, and that is you need to have the right equipment to do them well. Even if you're just running around the track, there's clothing that's going to help you be lighter and move faster. There are shoes that definitely you want to be wearing, right? Nobody wants to run a mile in competition wearing a sweatsuit and combat boots. No, you want to be nice and light. You want your clothing to breathe and you want your shoes to be conducive to that activity. Same thing with football. Imagine you're watching a football game and everybody comes out on the field with their helmets and their pads and their cleats and they're all ready to go. And then you've got one guy who's out there in jeans, a t-shirt, and flip-flops. What do you expect his performance is going to be like on that day? It's not going to be very good. Why is that? Well, he's not properly equipped. He's got absolutely no protection. And these other guys he's out there with are completely padded. They're not going to play any differently. He's probably going to get hurt. This morning I started my day a way that I don't typically start my day and that I probably, and every Christian probably, should start their day. And that is with prayer. Now, I'm sure that God's been talking to me for some time about this, and I haven't been paying attention, haven't been listening, or just maybe thought I already had it handled. But we need to approach each and every one of our days like it's game day, because we're in a war, we're in a battle every day. Whether it's a battle for our sanctification, the process of us growing more and more Christ-like, the battle that the enemy brings against us to try to move us in the other direction, whether it's that or it's the battle for the souls of others, trying to influence lost people for Christ so that we can bring them to salvation. Whatever it is, we have work to do every day. We don't get a day off. And it's really important that we start each and every one of those days equipped. When I look at myself and I look at the times in life that I fall, that I cave, the times that I decide to operate in the flesh instead of the spirit and fall to sinful temptation, I see one common overarching theme, and that is lack of preparation, lack of foresight. When you build a fort to protect yourself from the enemy, you have towers. And the purpose of those towers is so that the enemy can be spotted coming from far away. Those in the fort must be proactive about trying to spot the enemy. You don't wait until the enemy is trying to break through the gate of the fort. You want to see him coming so that you can be prepared for that battle. You don't want to be scurrying around looking for your armor and your firearms. You can't afford to waste time when the enemy is right there at the door. Those things have to be at the ready, and whoever is going to be engaging in that battle must be prepared to do so before the battle comes. So there is a time of anticipation, knowing that at some point we will have to engage the enemy. Now, for Christians, it is not a question of if, it is a question of when. If you go through scripture, you know that the answer to when is daily. We are daily engaging the enemy. We are daily being tempted and tested. This spiritual battle does not take a day off. And so we need to approach every day by first and foremost preparing for that battle. This morning I woke up and the first thing I did was I prayed. And I normally don't do that. I might have God on my mind. I might be talking to him in my head while I'm getting ready. But I normally don't get up in the morning and say, okay, God, let's pray about today, let's get ready. And I think that that's something I should have been doing all along. And I think that that's something that can really prepare me for the temptations that come along, the attacks from the enemy that I can anticipate daily, because it's not good enough for us to wait until the moment of attack to start trying to protect ourselves and prepare spiritually. We've got to be ready to go when he shows up. We've got to be ready to go when temptation rears its ugly head. We can't afford to wait until that moment of engagement to start to prepare. It's too late then. And then what happens? Well, we're not successful. And why is that? Because we're not ready for the fight. The Lord's Prayer, we've talked about this before. One thing I notice in there is that Jesus says that we should pray for our daily bread. It tells me that we should be praying daily. I'm not saying you need to pray the Lord's Prayer daily, but that prayer that he outlined for us really hits all the points. It's a prayer that addresses everything spiritually that needs to be addressed. Everything that we could ask for is all wrapped up in that one prayer. And to me, that's him telling us, look, every day you need to commune with your Father and talk to him and get ready for what's ahead. You ask him, give me my daily bread, provide for me today. You ask him, lead me not into temptation, lead me away from temptation, Father. You ask him, forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. Those requests are things that need to be on our mind. From the moment we get up in the morning, when we wake up, we need to say, okay, God, let's address this day before the day addresses us. Let's prepare for this in the spirit. Maybe you only have to pray for 5 minutes. Maybe you need to spend an hour or more in prayer to get ready for your day. I don't know. I think that's definitely between you and the Lord. But the point is that we can't afford to go out there on the battlefield any day without being prepared first. And yesterday's preparation just isn't enough, because today's a different day and tomorrow's a different day, and we don't know what's going to come against us. We need to make sure that daily we are prepared for what's ahead. This week's Songspiration is the Lord's Prayer. If you've never heard someone sing that prayer, there are a couple different versions out there you can find online, so that if you're the kind of person who prefers to worship in praise as opposed to in prayer, you can sing it. But the important thing, whether it's that prayer or a different prayer or that song or a different song, is that we engage spiritually with our Father first thing every day and prepare for the eventual engagement with the enemy. We get our armor on, we get our sword ready, we get our feet dressed, and we wait because he's going to come. But if we know he's coming and we are vigilant to watch him and see him as he approaches from afar, we will be much better prepared to take him on. Father, we thank you, God, that you give us all the tools necessary to be victorious daily. We thank you, Lord, that as we start our day and we come to you in prayer for preparation, guidance, and protection, God, you are listening. You take the time for each and every one of us to commune with you so that we would be ready to engage the enemy every day, and not only engage, but be victorious every day. Father, we ask, God, that you keep it in our minds, Lord, to start each day with you, that we would seek your plan, your will, and your direction for the day, as it is yours. These lives are yours. Our days are yours. Father, make us selfless in that respect, that we would ask you to lead us out instead of deciding for ourselves what the day will bring. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul. Soul. Ow. Ow. Soul.